It's tempting, but now illegal. The Obama administration today banned texting while driving for many commercial truck and bus drivers. The national ban was announced by Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, and it takes effect immediately. NPR's Brian Naylor reports on the administration's latest efforts in its fight against distracted driving.
LaHood says texting and driving has become an epidemic, so much so it's necessary to ban the practice by commercial truck and bus drivers.
Today, we are sending a strong message. We don't merely expect you to share the road responsibly with other travelers. We will require you to do so.
LaHood cited studies which show texting drivers are about 23 times more likely to get into a crash or near miss than drivers not distracted. Texting drivers take their eyes off the road for an average of nearly 5 seconds, which at 55 miles per hour means the driver is traveling the length of a football field plus the end zones without looking at the road. 19 states and Washington, D.C. have laws in place banning texting. The new federal ban affects all truck drivers and bus operators with more than 8 passengers. Those found in violation will be subject to a $2,750 fine, but LaHood concedes enforcement won't be easy.
It's the most difficult thing that we face right now, the enforcement part. It really is. And D.C. is a classic example of it. Just drive around and everybody's got a cell phone in their ear. And it's illegal.
The commercial truck industry supports the new ban. The president of the American Trucking Associations, Bill Graves, appeared at today's news conference alongside LaHood and other administration officials. He said the prohibition on texting on handheld devices was appropriate, but he indicated further steps by the government might be more problematic.
I think, you know, the agency and all of us face a challenge in getting to that point to where we can be assured that we're never distracted in our car, in our commercial vehicle, because that becomes, you know, when we turn our radio on and when we try to eat our cheeseburger while we're driving along. I mean, there are things that are going to be difficult to get your arms around.
LaHood has made distracted driving a focus of his attention as transportation secretary, and he hopes to go further. The next step is a rule that would ban truckers from using what are known as fleet management devices, which are essentially onboard computers that issue truck drivers delivery pickup instructions and are wired with a GPS device for directions. The agency is also considering a rule to ban all cell phone use by commercial drivers. LaHood also expressed concern over the auto industry's increasing fascination with internet-capable devices. Ford recently introduced a system that can turn a car into a mobile internet hotspot. Other manufacturers are developing onboard web browsers, restaurant guides, and 3D maps. LaHood is clearly frustrated.
What I've suggested to our people is we have a little sit-down with the auto manufacturers and talk to them about this. To put more technology doesn't meet the high standard that I've been talking about. It just simply doesn't. You can't drive safely when you're trying to adjust your GPS system or the radio.
The Obama administration has already banned texting by federal employees driving government vehicles, and a measure has been introduced in the Senate that would require all states to ban texting while driving or lose a portion of their federal highway funds. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.